Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. A person's been airlifted to hospital in a critical condition after a serious car crash just north of Ingham. Emergency services were called to the two-car crash on the Bruce Highway in Bermerside at just after 6 this morning. A second person's been taken to Ingham Hospital in a serious condition. Both lanes of the Bruce Highway have been blocked near Seymour Road and traffic management's been in place. Townsville has ranked 167 out of 513 LGAs in Australia for well-being. The SGS, Cities and Regions Wellbeing Index, takes into account a number of factors from the local economy to the environment to get its ranking. Author of the report, Michelle Chondry, says the SGS plans to create a new index each year, so we will be able to track the region's performance over time.
In a year's time, in 5 years' time, we'd really hope to see that some of the LGAs that perform less well relative to other areas of Australia, that they've kind of improved where they sit nationally, and we can use that as evidence that something is working there.
Public consultation opens today for Queenslanders to have their say on the government's new crocodile management plan. Environment Minister Leanne Leonard says public safety messaging will also be a focus of the budgeted $4.175 million allocated to protecting our community. Management zones have been refined and reduced from 6 to 4, with world-leading sonar underwater technology introduced to detect and deter crocs. And state schools are currently enduring a shortfall of $6 billion in annual funding, according to an education expert. UniSQ curriculum and pedagogy professor Stuart Riddle says schooling resource standard is not being met by either levels of government, adding he'd like to see both agree to pay an equal share of funding to alleviate the gap.
The federal government is pretty much saying they're willing to pay half that gap if the states and territories pay the rest. But the states and territories want the federal government to pay more. So this kind of negotiation is underway right now